Hi, my name is Denise on a recorded line. Is this regarding the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, this
Yes,
is.
ma'am.
Yes. My name's Ahmad. I'm with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new hair relaxer claimant on the line. Her name is Keisha Freeman.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I'll take it from here.
Thank you.
Hi, Miss Keisha. Again, my name is Denise on a recorded line. I have your information here, KESHA. Last name Freeman.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And then phone number 346-648-5271.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Thank you for confirming that. And then we'll be going over some questions together. Let me just update this information here. Perfect. Okay, so first and foremost, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Do you have an attorney helping you with the claim at the moment?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation advice from any other law
The
firm or
phone's breaking up.
attorney? Oh, it's
Can you
breaking
repeat
up.
that?
Can you hear me better?
Yes, ma'am, I could.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so sorry to hear that. What type of cancer was it? Endometrial, uterine, or ovarian?
Ovarian.
Ovarian. Okay. How are you feeling now?
I'm feeling much better. I'm
You're
still
feeling
kind of,
better.
sometimes I've been in pain. Yes, ma'am.
Sometimes you feel pain, you said.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're feeling a little better. Hopefully things keep getting better for you, Miss Freeman. And do you know if there's a subtype of the ovarian cancer?
It was severe. Severian is Serous.
Let's see.
Ovarian Council.
So I'm looking at the subtypes I have in front of me. The ones that start with an S-E, I see Serotoli, Sertoli, cell tumor, or
No, it was.
no.
It's Serous, ovarian cancer.
Serous, ovarian. Okay, I'll write that in the notes then.
Yes,
Since I
ma'am.
don't see it here. Okay, thank you for that. And then we're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay. And then let's see here. Can I get the date of diagnosis?
The date of diagnosis, November 23rd, 2023.
Let's see. November 23rd of 2023.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then do you have the diagnosing doctor's name?
Yes, it's June Coleman. Last name is Colman.
Okay. And with the first name, can you spell that, please?
Yes, June G. I'm sorry, JUNE.
Okay, that's what I thought I heard. Okay, and then Coleman, Colleman.
No, not it's not the E, just Colman.
Oh, got it. Okay, so no E. Let me look this doctor up. What state?
Texas.
Okay, Texas.
And the hospital is Saint Joseph Medical
St.
Center.
Joseph Medical Center. Okay. Yeah, I did find her right away. Dr. June Coleman, MD, gynecologist. Let me just copy her information into the system here. Let me look for an address. Let's see. 4702. Does that sound familiar? Houston, Texas, 77004. And the street.
I thought the number was 1401. Let me look it up.
Okay.
Yes, it's 1401.
Let me see. Let me type that in. 1401. Okay.
St. Joseph Parkway.
St. Joseph. Okay. Yeah, I am pulling her up. I'm just not finding the actual address, but it's okay. Let me put St. Joseph Medical Center in the notes. And then,
why you don't know?
Mama, oh. Give me $9 I can buy you something, Archie.
Okay.
Six.
Tomorrow.
Okay. I did find an address on here, 140. Did you say it was 1401 St. Joseph Parkway?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, got it. I did get it. Thank you. That was helpful. And then a phone number. I found a phone number, 713-757-1000. Does that sound correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And then let's see. Okay. And did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
I use the Dark and Lovely like 3 to 4 times a month.
3 to 4 times a month. Okay. Okay. So that was a monthly use of the hair relaxer?
Yes,
ma'am. Okay, so that if you were using it around 4 times a month, then that would be 48 times a year. So I'll put 48 times a year.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you are resident and citizen of the United States, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and can I get your date of birth?
March 20th, 1996.
So March 20th of 1996.
Yes, ma'am. 1996.
Okay. 1996. Okay. And then, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No, ma'am.
And do you know of any friends or family members that we can assist who have been injured by the hair relaxer?
No, ma'am.
Okay, no problem. And then what state did you use hair relaxer? Was that in Texas the entire time?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then when did you start using hair relaxer? We can do a guesstimate if you don't know the actual date.
My mom started me like when I was like 10 years old with the hair relaxers.
Oh, wow.
So it's been, yeah, like my whole life.
So
I started doing it myself when I was like 17.
Okay. So then you start.
But I've been using it all my life.
Okay.
When I was 10 years old. When
10
I started.
Years old. Okay. Do you know around what year that would be?
I was born in 1996. So 10 years from that, what is that? 2000 and. I'm
gonna do the math. Oh, yeah, no problem. I can do it to you on here. Let's see. Would it be like 2006?
Would it be? Yeah, that would be 2006.
Okay. So around 2006, your mom began to put hair relaxer on you, and I do need to put an actual date. Is it safe to put like the summer or winter area, or like spring?
Well, the first agent, I told him February. He said I have to pick a date, so I said February, like February the 5th.
Okay, so we'll stick to that. February the 5th of 2006. Okay, let's see. February 5th of 2006. And then when did you stop using hair relaxer?
I stopped on like November the 9th, 2023.
November 9th of 2023. Okay. Okay. And then the next question, how often did you use the products? And you did mention monthly earlier, so we will put monthly for that question. And then how many consecutive years did you use the hair relaxer? So you started in 2006, ended in 2023. That would be 17 years. And did you use hair relaxer for 17 years, or did you stop in between?
No, I kept using them.
Okay, so we'll put 17 consecutive years. And then did you receive hair relaxer treatment in the salon, home, or both?
No salon.
No salon? You did it at home?
No. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the entire time it was done at home. And which brand did you use? Which brand name? Was it, you mentioned Dark and Lovely earlier?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you use any other brands?
No, Dark and Lovely.
Okay. And then did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
You said, did the cancer start after 2 years of using the product?
So, yeah, let me, maybe this is a better way of phrasing that. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first used the product?
No, I just got cancer in 2023. Mm-hmm. But I started when I was 10, so no, it didn't happen 2 years after. They would have been put me at 12 years old.
No, so did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after first using the product? So based on the information that you provided, that would be a yes, because you were using it since 2006 up until 2023.
Yes.
And then you were diagnosed, let's see, what was 8/19 of 2023.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so let's see. So you were diagnosed 8/19 of 2023, correct?
You said 8/19?
Yeah, that's the date of diagnosis that you had given me earlier. Let me look. Actually, sorry. I wrote that wrong. 11/23 of 2023. That's when you were diagnosed.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I was looking at another, because I also wrote it down on the paper. So I wrote it in the database, but I also wrote some notes on the side on a piece of paper. So on the paper, I had written 8 for some reason. But yes, November 23 of 2023 was your date of diagnosis. Okay. And then you started February 5th of 2006, and then you stopped 11-9 of
2023. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so the question is, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first used the product? So you used the product regularly for at least 1 year prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for your ovarian?
I did chemotherapy, and I had a partial hysterectomy, and they gave me pain medication.
And pain medication, partial hysterectomy, okay. Okay, so chemotherapy, partial hysterectomy, and pain medication. When was the treatment date?
The treatment date was November the 30th, 2023.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So November 30th of 2023, treatment date. Okay. And was the doctor that you gave me earlier the same doctor who treated you, or is it a different doctor who treated you?
No, the same doctor.
The same? Dr. June Coleman? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Let me just copy and paste that information here. 1401. St. Joseph Parkway. Houston, okay.
What? I'm gonna show that photo of your sheet.
Okay. And then, can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
Okay. And then marital status?
Single.
Okay. Thank you for that. And then let me enter your name here. Miss Keisha Freeman. Is there a middle initial?
Yes, it's T as in Tom.
Okay. And then we will be needing a social security for identity verification purposes in order for the law firm to pull your medical records.
Yes, ma'am.
So whenever you're ready, we could enter it in here.
It's 637-524-499.
Okay. 637-524-499.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And then I have an email address of chynahejiaa at icloud.com. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay. Phone number 346-648-5271.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Is that a cell phone?
Yes, ma'am.
And then your contact preference, would that be phone call, text, or email?
Both email and phone call, if that's possible.
Okay, and then best time of the day to reach you, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Evening would be great.
Okay. And then your address, please?
7601 Curry Road, apartment number 103, Houston, Texas, 77093.
Did you say Terry as in T-E-R-R-Y?
No, Curry, as Curry.
Oh, got it. Okay. Curry, 7601 Curry Road, Houston, Texas.
Texas.
I did find it on here. 77093, correct?
Yes,
And
ma'am.
then apartment
103.
103. Got it. Okay. And then do you have a copy of your medical records, Ms. Freeman?
Yes, I do. But they're at the hospital.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, but you don't have
Yes,
them
ma'am.
like in your possession.
No, ma'am, I don't have them in my possession.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in case, something unfortunate happens. So, does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
Live with me.
Okay. Got it. And then, give me one second here. I got to go back and put the state in. Texas. Okay. So your emergency contact li lives with you. And can I get the first name, please?
Yes, it will be Erica.
Erica with a K.
ERICA.
Oh, I'm sorry. EERI.
No, it's one E. ERICA.
Got it. Okay, Erica. And then last name?
Dorsey, Dorsey.
D as in dog.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And then a phone number, please.
346-434-3502.
346-434-3502.
Yes, ma'am.
Relationship?
Ain't that's my Amy?
Your aunt? Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. So it looks like we're almost done. I have everything I need. I'm going to review everything with you one last time just to make sure there are no typos. If something does come up, please let me know so we can correct it right away before we generate the DocuSign, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. So you would like to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You have not signed anything for a law firm. You've been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. We're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. The diagnosis date is 11/23 of 2023. And
Yes, ma'am.
let me keep scrolling down. Date of birth 3/20/1996. You first started using the hair relaxer 2/5 of 2006. Then you stopped using the hair relaxer 11/9 of 2023. You were using it monthly for about 17 consecutive years. And let's see, you were using Dark and Lovely at home. Your treatment, chemotherapy, partial hysterectomy, and pain medication. Treatment date 11/30 of 2023.
Yes,
Single,
ma'am.
female, and then KESHA, first name, T as in Tom, middle initial, last name Freeman, Freeman, Social Security 637-524-4499. And then I have an email of CHYNAHEJIAA at iCloud.com, phone number 346-648-5271, and then an address of 7601 Curry Road, apartment 103, Houston, Texas, 77093. Does that all
Yes,
sound
ma'am.
good? Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. So I will be sending you this DocuSign to your email shortly. And then please confirm when you do receive it. And then once you receive it, you will just be signing and initialing where it prompts you to sign an initial. And if you need any guidance, I will be right here to help you. Just let me know.
Yes, ma'am. So do I just press agree to electronic record and signature?
Yes. So it will like ask you for your consent, and then you can put yes, and it will keep guiding you. What are you seeing now?
Okay, it's loading with the next page. Okay. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, once you click the link, it will direct you to a new DocuSign webpage. And then once it opens, you click the yellow continue bottom or button at the bottom right of the screen.
It's still loading.
It's still loading. Is it like a slow reception around there or where you are?
Yeah, I just turned my Wi-Fi. Yes, and I just turned my Wi-Fi off to see would it go faster.
Oh, got it. Okay. And then meanwhile, I will be composing a text with my information, so you'll have my direct line. Should anything come up, you can give me a call. And then I will also be sending you the law firm's information as well.
Okay, I'm signing now.
Awesome.
Can I just put my initials?
So in the signature section, you will have to sign, and then in the initial section, it has to look like initials.
Okay. It's the signature is really ugly because okay, I did. It's a complete.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so let me check on my end here before we hang up to make sure that everything looks good. Perfect. Okay. I did receive it. Just reviewing everything now. signature, initials, signature. Awesome. You did a great job. Perfect.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story with me. Thank you for your time today, Ms. Freeman. I do wish you the best. I hope that you continue to feel better. And I will be sending you a text message with my information. Should anything come up, feel free to either text me or call me, and then I'll also send you the law firm's information. Usually, they will get in touch with you within the next 1 to 2 weeks. If for whatever reason you don't hear from them, you can give them a call directly, or you can call me, and I can get them on the line for you, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. I wish you the best, and have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.